This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and post-inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today's meeting that is a member of a member or agency of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response of business decisions for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and post-inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of or an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to business decisions for a second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, posting inflammatory rhetoric, and public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance today, meeting that is a member of an agency of any law enforcement agency or public agencies of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to business decisions for a third time? Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or Middle School, United States, anyone who is being paid or forced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference calls. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited for failure to disclose. Okay. With that said, we'll go on to the first thing I was going to do is vote on the stand up, but we're not going to do that because there's just not enough people really to do that. The second thing that I wanted to go over, and I'm going to share my screen here, because I don't know where you're at on this tomorrow. But this is one of the org charts. Let me get the other one up here. This is the actual state org chart, the last one that I've ever had or that we created. And these are all the seats that we need to get filled for standing or to even have a government. And what we need to do is actually make sure each one of these people that are in each one of these, like the election committees, the vetting committee, the general ed and planning, banking, the chair pro temp, Aaron is still doing it, I know that. The recording secretaries, as far as I know, are still in effect and doing their deal. The state treasurer, that one I'm not sure now because the way that they're doing it up north, they're changing this on the fly without voting or whatever. So who knows what the real state of the treasury is. Our ombudsman's, Marshal at Arms. Again, Doug was voted out a long time ago. Not sure if he should be on this chart or not, or where we should be on that. SIA coordinator and county coordinators still looks normal. Those are the same people. Secretary of record keeping, not sure on that one there. Right now I've been doing all the recordings and keeping them. The IT infrastructure, I'm pretty sure, only thing Bobby has probably dropped out now. Not sure about the other ones. Oops. The guys, procedure and processes, I'm not even sure if we need any of that. I know they do that up north because one of the things Anna said is we're not supposed to be making rules for people, and that seems to be all of what they're doing. So I'm not sure about that committee. We'll need to talk about that. Our outreach As far as I still know, it is Denise. Not about the, sure about any of the other people. The next part of it is our Jural Assembly. As far as I know, our Jural Assembly, we need to go through all the paperwork and make sure all these people are still in the drill pool. The office of the sheriff is, I don't know why this is on the state one, because it's really a county thing. But as far as I know, these people are all still involved as the Clark County Sheriff. Supreme Court Justice, again, I'm not sure about this one. And again, the Marshal at Arms, not sure about that. The county clerks, again, we need to verify that. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Our Jural Secretary, again, not sure about that person. I haven't heard from her in a while. Record keeping, again, haven't heard from that one. Our court recorder, not sure what Katie is doing. We'll have to contact her and find out. Again, the budsman, sure, not sure about that one either. The coroner, as far as I know, is still active. Our public notary, not sure on that one either. Court venue, I guess Denise is still doing it. Law education, which is Aaron. Now, on that one there's a, Anna just talked about a new litigation committee that they're doing in the Federation, and they want to get people involved. Basically, want every state to pick a person to be in the litigation committee, and they have to be selected from the Federation to be in the committee. So it's like we put them forward, the coordinators put the person forward that wants to do it. I was thinking about doing Aaron because he is in the law and litigation part. And they would be in those meetings to see what the what Anna and them were doing. I'll play parts of the a video of what she's talking about. But they're basically setting up a way to help all the states and all the people fight the de facto as far as like traffic tickets or divorces or child custody cases, stuff like that. So we really need to get somebody in that so we can get more information from them. And that goes along with the litigation, the law and litigation. To me, I guess it's at one, but I guess it's two. Our oversight committee, as far as I can think, is that one still, we have to verify people on it. And the land patent, I'm not sure about that. Then we go on to our militia. I haven't heard from Shallon in a little bit. I need to call him. I don't know if tomorrow if you talked to him or not.
No, nobody has answered at all so far on nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start calling instead of sending an email and see if I can get some responses.
Okay. And then the next thing we really need to do, this is supposed to be state, the whole thing. We need to start doing each county. This is one that, excuse me, my voice is getting really, this is one we did for Clark County. And we need to actually do this one, the same kind of thing for each county, because we got to do our two pillars in every county. So we got to get our sheriffs, our banking committee in each county, our education, not sure about the chair. There is a chair in the counties. I'm not sure if it's called something else, but it's the same kind of thing. And then your election committees, treasurer, and all those. So we need to go over each one of these. And again, you'll have your Jural Assembly. So basically, those are really, you have this portion of the one pillar, and then your Jural Assembly is the other portion that's in the county. And then as far as the militia goes for a county is you have a militia every county, because if you have a state militia, naturally all the people in the militia is from the counties too. So the county militia people would be called up to the state when there's something going on. So we need to get those filled too. So I know tomorrow's working on this. I just wanted to kind of go over this so everybody sees what it is we're working on or what we're trying to do so we can get our state standing and our counties. Now, I'm talking counties because this is not a Clark thing. It's not a Nye thing or any. It's all counties need to get stood up through all this. Does anybody have any questions about these?
Rocky, I just wanted to say that last week on the meeting for Resurgence, Louise gave us all of the officers that we have to have on the county and to consider it getting standing. And basically, it's five people. It's your facilitator, outreach, oversight, sheriff, treasurer, and if we do and can get a county assembly liaison for PKTF, then that's really all we need. The state has about six positions similar. So, and that's coming from the model county. So I think that maybe these charts are for, you know, like an evolved county situation. But until we can get there, the PKTF and Federation is accepting basically like five people. So.
Okay. So tomorrow when you're working on that chart, can we get that established?
Mm-hmm.
We can start getting that filled.
Yes, and Denise, can you put that in the chat so I can write it down?
Or send us an email, Denise, with the list.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Well, if you're on the Resurgence call or the Think Tank meeting after it, it's that list. So let me see if I can find it real quick. Go, but keep going.
Okay, but that's really all I wanted to say about this part of the meeting. I mean, as far as the org chart, whatever, where we need to get standing.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that I want to bring up here, see if I can find it. Hang on. Well, what did I do with it?
Don't worry, you'll find it.
Yeah, I know. I'll just reopen it.
Oh, an interesting outreach project in Huntsville, Alabama. They had a really nice table at the ham radio. There was like a tri-state ham radio summer gathering. And I guess they had very good reception there. It was a two-day thing. They got a table for, I think, $50. That was a very cool outreach thing. Rocky, I thought you might know. Does Nevada have a ham radio? They called it Ham Fest, which kind of cracked me up.
We don't have a, what do you consider, a club or meetings or whatever. Uh-huh. But as far as the ham radio, I have it up and running. We do have our ham radio set up.
Mm-hmm.
And it is up and running 24/7. It's been up and running for 2 years.
I know. You've done a great job on that.
And then we also have the radios that got Solarello, Bobby, actually did. I'm using those, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually connect those to the RHAM radio, too.
Oh, nice.
So I actually have mine hooked to the ham radio frequencies that I set up.
Mm-hmm.
And they work good. So anyway, what you see on the screen now is an article that, and if Tamara wants to talk about it, this is a, Tamara wants to kind of go over our history and who Anna is and that kind of thing. We'd like everybody to read this article to start out. So I'm going to put it in the minutes when I send it out so everybody can read it. Tamara, you want to say anything?
Well, I was just, like I said last time, I just want, because we have a lot of new members, so I would like for all of us to kind of like start together and everybody read the article on their own time. And then every week I will try to have a new article so together we learn more, and I think it's just a little bit more beneficial. I mean, this is a nice long, it is a longer article, but it really explains a lot of things, and I think it will make sense to a lot of people so that when they have questions, we all know how to answer, we can help each other. And I just thought that was a great idea to kind of move forward to have a different article so we all kind of get up to date and understand what it is to be a national and go back to basics instead of just, you know, a lot of people do the paperwork and they're like, that's it, but there's a lot more learning that we have to do, obviously, on our own time, because we can't have meetings about this that will take way too much time. But I would like to do an article every week and have people read it, and then if they have questions, they can always send me an email, and then we can talk about it. But I really liked this article to start with.
Okay. So for this week, this is our first article that that we should be reading, okay? And it is a little lengthy. It's actually more than 2 pages. It's like 2 or 3 articles. As you can see, it goes through a part 1, part 2, 3, like that. But if we read it and go through it, and then next meeting, if we have any questions on this, then we can discuss that on the next meeting. Does anybody have any questions about doing this kind of a thing, for especially for new people, and try to get more people involved?
I like the body politic part.
Yeah. It is a good part. Okay, the next thing I had on the list is the land recording. Basically, what I did right now is I actually have part of it live, and I did that for Aaron and Tamara to go through it and kind of just look it over and see how things go on. I'm still working on, for some reason, on the website itself, the live one, has a problem with the file server, so I'm fixing that piece. Once I get that piece, we're getting pretty close. You know, Tamara, do you want to say anything about what you've seen so far?
I think it's great. I think I love the simplicity of everything. I love the, maybe it's weird, but like the coloring, it's very inviting. So it's, I think it looks great. I mean, I can't wait for it to be finished and show people. I think it's awesome.
Okay. Thank you, Tamara. Yeah, it's moving along, and it's a lot of the pieces are there now. I just got a couple of little things to work out. And my focus right now is on the officials portion of it to get it completed. There's a lot of it there. And, you know, Aaron and Tamara's been able to look at what I've been doing to try to get things forward. So that's my main goal, is trying to get it done. And the next part is recording secretary meetings and updates. Tamara, do you have anything about that? Because we did talk about, you know, it has to go along with the LRO and recording people.
Yeah, I just went with Kieran. We did all the master files. So I went through everything, corrected everything, and that's ready in place. And now we're working on notices.
Okay, so it's moving forward as far as
stand-up,
the recording sectors in general?
Yes.
Downward
and
itself.
Again, that program is very, very simple, very user-friendly.
Okay. Yeah, it's like I said at the beginning of the meeting, anybody that jumped in the meeting after, we're not going to do the vote on that stand-up thing because I don't think there's enough people here really to do a vote. We'll do it next week, and I'll do, the deal is I I'm not feeling good. I woke up this morning with a stomach turning really bad. So I didn't get a chance to do a reminder and all that to get more people in the meeting. So I'd like to be able to make sure there's people here when we vote.
Yes, makes sense.
Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is banking information. What I want to do is, if you'll see on my screen, I got a couple little videos here with Anna talking about banking stuff. And again, I just like you guys to hear some of the stuff that she's saying by her, you know, from her, even though it's either good or bad, you know, you have to make your own decisions on what she's saying. But I'd like to play these two different ones. The first one I'll play is from the coordinator's call. And somebody asked again about banking stuff. So anyway, here it goes.
So I guess the only other thing is the banking issues. And last week I was asked by Mookie in Australia if we could get the vendor, the internal bank vendor system turned on so that we could trade among ourselves using our AFD and could trade with the vendors that are accepting AFD as payment. And the answer came back, it's coming so fast, the whole thing is coming together so fast that it wouldn't make sense to do a separate launch of that particular system ahead of a system that's going to enable both asset trading and fiat trading. So hold on to your hats, folks. We're just it won't be long now, let's put it that way. And you'll be able to trade with the vendors directly as you used to be able to do on the website. You could trade AFD with vendors that were signed up. You'll be able to do that again, and I highly recommend that you do, because that just supports the vendors, right? That says, yay, you did the right thing, vendors. And so I suggest that you, if you are a vendor of services or goods, that you sign up as a vendor in the global system and, you know, encourage your suppliers and people that you know to sign up as vendors so that they can be paid in AFD. But, you know, use that internal vendor system for all you're worth, because these are the people that support you. And we need to support them, right? But then the external vendor system, which is only the vendors that you commonly work with now, not all, because some of them have joined our vendor group, but, you know, the external vendors, you'll be able to deal with them in their fiat currencies very soon. So, you know, both System 1 and System 2 are catching up to launch dates here.
Exciting.
And you'll be so pleased, because this will be so user friendly, and it reduced to very simple parts and concepts that you know, I think being user friendly is very important for anything that we do online, so that we have a minimum of questions, a minimum of troubleshooting to do. And I think this system is so self-explanatory now that you'll be able to go on and just use it. Just understand it, and it'll be self-explanatory, I believe. So that'll make life a lot simpler. You'll be able to trade in gold and silver directly, or you'll be able to trade in fiat money through our exchange portal. So,
have you seen it? Have you seen the prototype?
Well, I'll see the final somewhere probably next Thursday in terms of the dashboard. And believe me, they've gone through several iterations of the dashboard and its functions. And so they're running the final test on that dashboard on Tuesday, and I expect to have some feedback, maybe by Thursday.
That's exciting.
It is. And it's coming just at the right time because as these commercial banks fail and fade away, and as the fiat currencies are recognized for what they are, there's going to be considerable havoc, and I'm really glad that we're getting our umbrella spread for everybody in time.
So you are confident that we'll have them before the chaos hits for emergencies and taking care of our communities and things like that?
I am. That's the entire reason we're here. It's so that there would be that safety net.
That's amazing. That is such a blessing. Thank you and everybody for doing that. I have no words. I feel like crying right now thinking about it. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Doing our dog paddle, you know, no matter what. We're going to keep our noses above the water and try to keep everybody.
Okay. I'm going to stop that one right there. I mean, I'm going to actually include this in the agenda and the link to this other one I'm going to play now. This is when she starts talking about the October date and that kind of thing. So we're going to listen to this one.
We have our own exchange and we have our own account, and all of that will open prior to the St. Crown exchange. I don't know why so much attention has been focused on the St. Crown exchange, because actually our own exchange is far larger and far more important and far more expansive. But anyway, it will be open before October. I've told you all before that we're not waiting for October.
I know. I think that every time that there is something that you're having to face, they put it all back in relationship to the bank thing. And that's the worshiping of the money that I keep talking about. Because it has nothing to do with that. You're battling a lot of these different situations as things come up. Because the law is living. It's alive. And while these folks are trying to violate us 50 million different ways, you're just out there going, no, no, try again, no, no, try again. You just keep doing that, but they're putting that, they're always applying that to the bank situation. And that 99% of that stuff has nothing to do with us.
Yeah, 99% of it doesn't. And, you know, what's going to happen is the illegal nature of the mercenary occupation is going to become very apparent to the entire world, at which point it will stop, and the Federal Reserve note will be useless. And so will the United States note be useless. Okay, and suddenly we will no longer be an occupied territory. We will be a free nation. And we'll be using our own currency, thank you very much. And as we are using our own currency, we will be issuing prepaid credit as a means of enforcing our exemptions and recouping money and restitution for six generations of Americans being forced to pay bills that they didn't owe.
You shared a link with me on here, Anna. Did you want me to pull that up?
Okay, hold on here just a second.
Okay. I'm going to stop it there. So if you guys want, you can watch these later, you know, the whole thing. She goes on to some more things. And the only other thing that, I don't know if I can catch it, if I remember where.
Corporation known as Circle, which is run by the Senior Executive Service, Dr. Henderson. Dr. Roy Henderson.
Inside of this same video here, she talks about the litigation committee and trying to get somebody from each state to be in the Federation litigation. If you guys want to watch the kind of the whole thing, and she explains the litigation and that kind of stuff too. So as you can see, she's still saying that we're going to get our money before October. We'll see if that happens. You know, she's saying that the app that we talked about last week, that she's going to be verifying the dashboard on it next Thursday. So let's hope that happens too. Does anybody have any questions about what they just listened to? No questions? Okay. Then we will move on. There's Denise gave me a PowerPoint. Let's see if I can get that. See what I did with that now. Denise, do you want to talk about the GFG PowerPoint and...
Sure. Can you get it on the screen?
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Okay. I've had so many meetings. It feels like I sent that 10 years ago. There it is. Yeah.
This is the start of the PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
I make it bigger so everybody can see it. Yep, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this is a PowerPoint. I think mostly it's talking about the bolt when I went through it, because I was looking through here and it's talking about transferring the money. Yeah, see, here it says to open the safety vault account. Mm-hmm. I think this is more talking about the vault.
They had some information on the recording and publishing system and the vendor sign-ups. So the vendor sign-up is about to go live, but the link is right there, and that's how you're going to get in now. So this PowerPoint had active links on it, so that's kind of important. And then if you do have people asking you questions about the bank, you could just send them this PowerPoint. And it's got all of the information on GFG.
Yeah, I'm gonna add it to the agenda so everybody can have a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of go through it. I think it did talk about the vendors too, but I wasn't sure where.
It was on the second page. It gave a link to the vendor page. So
it was on the second page?
Yeah, it's just... it's very small, but they are going to open that up. The education videos, websites, it's a new website, and the vendor sign-up is going to be there. So that PowerPoint, when it's live on the PDF, you'll be able to click on it and get to those links.
Okay. So anyway, this will get sent out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You also sent me some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to talk about any of the other stuff? Because you kind of talked about some of it was the outreach.
Yeah.
On the, huh?
Whatever other documents I sent you, I just want to put those on the agenda so everyone has them.
Well, there was no other documents. It was more about American common law and get in touch with the banking committee. What else did you say? Learning about the committee's forming the public safety committee and oversight?
Yeah, the public safety committee for the state and the county needs to be another committee that we're working on. And this committee is in session all the time. So what's happening at the PKTF is they are choosing 10 states to pilot the public safety committee and the militia. And that's being coordinated through Jimmy Fulton on the Federation. So this is a pilot program where they're going to be organizing the ASNs and then also whatever else they're going to have on the Public Safety Committee. But it's basically, it's militia-based, and it's a training. So if you want to get in on it, just call me and let me know, and I'll get you in touch with the PKTF on it. I haven't talk to Shallon about it, but I do need to call him. So I'll talk to him about it.
Sounds good. Is there any questions about what Denise just said?
It is in session all the time. You know, most of our committees are not in session most of the time. They're only in session if they have something going on.
Okay, I'm going to stop the share here so we can see each other. Basically, on this meeting, that's...
I think it's at the...
Other than doing our general assembly, we need to get our 928s in our general assembly, you know, established and, you know, actually talking to each other, because the general assembly is how we communicate with all these other assemblies and, you know, committees and stuff. So we need to get that done. And again, we need more and more people involved. We need to get more and more people involved in what we're doing. Other than that, that was all I had for this week. Does anybody else have any questions or anything that they want to go over from what we talked about today so far?
Tamara, were you able to put together a welcome letter? And did it go out? Did it go out to all the new ASNs?
No, I have not done that yet.
Okay, are you planning on doing that this week? Or?
I can. I'm off Wednesday.
Okay. I had sent along a paragraph or two for outreach.
Okay.
And if you could just please include that in the letter, that would be great.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, is there anything else? Okay. With that, asking for a motion to adjourn, and else anybody else, other new business that we want to talk about?
I'll adjourn. Motion to adjourn. I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second it?
Second it.
Okay. Everybody in favor say aye.
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 We'll see you all guys next Sunday.
Okay. Thanks, Rocky.
Talk to you later.
Feel better.
Bye-bye.
Bye.